You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So the king is in residence here.
Now,
some of the things that we call the Palace, 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 the
know, the queen, when the queen is in the residence in that building at the time, then the flag will be raised.
当他们到郊外其他的别墅、其他地方去住，或是到国外访问的时候，这个习俗就产生。
When they are on travel and they're not in the building, then the flag will be lowered.
所以当日本人开始经过那个时候，第一个习俗就是 Oh please here, Oh please here.
So whenever anyone travels and they drive by the palace, when they see the flag, they know, ah, the king and the queen is here.
那弟兄姊妹，到底我们怎么知道我们是有神住在我们里面呢？
So how do people know that God is in residence in us?
在这里的诗歌，我刚刚唱的时候突然想到，我就觉得这个诗歌其实写的很有背景的。
I said that this song is very wonderfully written with a very thoughtful and meaningful purpose.
我们每一个人心中的城堡，当喜乐的旗子扬起来的时候，就证明神住在我们中间。
And this flag is always raised in the castle of our heart, that it proves that the King is in residence there.
所以 Charles Lindbergh 曾经说过一句话
Brother Charles Lindbergh says
他说一个人跟神同住最好的明证就是他喜乐
And the best proof of a person who is a believer living with the Lord is that God is of his joy
或者比较中文一点的讲法就是喜乐是一个人与神同住最好的证明
And joy is the best proof that God is with man
所以我现在内心里关于神的事情在唱的这首歌。
But she's talking about what specifically service in the Holy Spirit. And maybe today will be the last
The
series. And unless we don't learn the lesson of joy, then we probably continue, or maybe not. We have 17 messages on this theme, and I would like to ask everyone if you feel like there's too much of it.
因为我们这次讲的信息其实是要命的信息，非常重要的信息。
Because these series of messages, they are essential, they are crucial to our lives.
一个基督徒到底有没有活在圣灵里，比鱼有没有活在水里重要。
Brother Christian is living in the presence of the Holy Spirit is more significant than the fish living in the midst of water.
因为鱼不活在水里，顶多就是死掉。
Because a fish is no longer in the water, at the very worst, it's dead.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们神的儿女是跟永恒、跟神永远的旨意发生关系。
But the children of God, we have something to do with eternity.
我们有没有活在圣灵里，不是只有今生的问题或今世的问题。
Whether we live in the Holy Spirit, it's not in this life, but it's a matter of life and death.
它是关乎永恒、关乎神永远旨意的。
But it has something to do with eternity, the eternal purpose.
所以我们真的巴不得，不管我们讲在圣灵里的侍奉，在圣灵里的祷告，在圣灵里的喜乐，在圣灵里的生活形式也好，关键的词都在圣灵里。
Whether we're talking about service or prayer our being joyful, the key point is in the spirit.
所以千万不要以为我们一听到这个题目就哎呀又是这个题目。
Let's not have the attitude that oh okay it's the same thing again.
很多时候我们似懂非懂。
A lot of times what we know but we really don't know.
很多时候我们是以为懂。
A lot of times we think we know.
那是更可怕的事情。
That's even more dreadful.
也是有一个美国青年到中国北京去上学。
And there was an American businessman that went to China on a business trip.
他一回来就说感觉机那天稍微晚的是很迟的话，为什么打的比在进行学习。
He was particularly late on his return trip, so he's trying to find out a taxi.
今天来了一个司机师傅，他是一点都不懂。
A particular taxi driver showed up, he didn't know where to use.
现在的北京司机大概都懂懂一点基本英文，现在讲欧洲他都听不懂。
Most of the drivers in Beijing now they know some words in English, but that particular person did not.
哦，是什么？这个美国人骑得不得了，又来不及了，怎么跟他一个飞机的样
子？So this American passenger didn't know how to communicate with them, so he kind of questioned that of an airplane.
哦，那个司机是吗？是点头笑的，然后就开始很快的开了。
The driver gave a little smile, go over, and he got his computer job.
就是你知道他把他带到全聚德烤鸭店，哇！
He brought him to a dog racing
race. 因为他本来是没有懂，
所以 the passenger thought that the taxi driver understood, but he did not.
今天我们讲在圣灵里，在圣灵里看看，我们觉得是老生常谈，对不对？
哎，
we
saw in the spirit, we feel these things come into our mind all the time.
但是因为是到底我们真正在圣灵里，就完全决定我们今生生活的品质和价值。
The way we feel in the spirit will determine our value and the worth of our life today.
不光是信奉上是这样，因为我们的生活都是绝对的影响。
Not only our services, but how we live each day is greatly influenced.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们不轻看这个在圣灵里的题目。
So, brothers, I want to ask if you want not to look lightly upon this particular topic of being in the spirit.
它是太重要的。
It is so important.
所以，当我在祷告怎么样给这一系列的信息打结的时候
，And I was praying how we came to a conclusion of the things we've been talking about.
我想到在圣灵里的喜乐
，came to mind of the joy in the spirit.
我跟你讲啊，我觉得这个在那个题目上打结也是很高兴的事情。
I think it's a very joyous thing to conclude at this point.
我相信今天在这个世界上真正快乐的人其实并不多。
And I believe the number of people who are truly joyful in this world are very few.
真正喜乐的人更少。
Those who are happy are few, but those who are really joyful are more like.
喜乐与快乐是深多的一件事情。
Happiness and joyful is joyful is much deeper.
Being joyful is much deeper than just happiness.
很多时候因为快乐常常是暂时的，而且是表面。And happiness is very temporal and it's just on the surface.
有那么说，甚至连犯罪都会有罪终身的。
I would even say that in sin you can find happiness.
但是那样子的快乐不仅仅短暂，而且一定带来终身的痛苦。
But that happiness is both temporal and short, but it will bring about a tremendous
地上得到的快乐常常过不去的而且是常常会带来一个虚空的结果。
And the happiness that we obtain in this world, we cannot hold on to it, but oftentimes it brings more vanity.
喜乐是从里面出来的，它是一个不受不那么直接受环境影响的，而且是长远的生的。
But joy comes from the inside, it's not easily influenced by the outside and it's lasting.
尤其我们今天基督徒讲到在圣灵里的这个喜乐是世界上绝对不能给我们。
But when we talk about joy in the spirit, it is something that this world cannot give us.
我想我们今天在座的是新来的，因为我以前在中学的时候，我甚至学校告诉我们，大人一天平均需要四个，对不起，小朋友一天平均需要四百次的。
And we gave you these statistics before that a little child, on average, they smile about 400 times a day.
大人一天平均是笑十五次。
And the adults, on average,
开始又看了一下，已经又少了一次了。
Some of you, they had another smile.
哦，那你不是因为我成熟了，所以我没有笑那么多。
You said because I'm mature, so you know, I don't laugh.
对不对？因为小孩子一到一岁，他就可以笑三十声了。
So a little boy just goes and they smile and laugh about 30 times.
那我对温德华笑了不少。
Yeah, I'm a little boy. There is something that will not allow him to be led, because if God's people will not rejoice, he will not be satisfied. So you have to rejoice.
And because it's a
natural
outcome. It's a
blessing that all we all have received that we can experience it individually.
You know, he sends it to me, he's the same.
And some things we have to know that you can't have this attitude of if I have it, I have it, if I don't, I don't. He's
forcing you.
And just like your kids will come and ask you, hey, why don't you study?
The joy in the Holy Spirit.
Every single one of these items are precious. And you discover that the fruit of the Spirit speaks of
your life.
And then immediately,
Jesus is
the joy. Explain that the fruit of the Spirit is actually love in many manifestations, and immediately the first one is joy. When a person is truly joyful, we are the best gospel. We're the best testament. This is something that draws everyone. When everyone at work sees it, you're laid off. But when you have this joy on your face, people will wonder, why would you still have that joy? And one time I went to a particular service that's, a thousand and more congregations.
I believe in the church
and there was a particular person's testimony that was really moving. His entire house is consumed by fire. He stood right outside his house with his wife in one hand, his child in the other, and they were just gazing at their house and consuming fire. And his very neighbor, because he saw the way he reacted for what was happening, this is the most powerful message. And the journey is very difficult. So many people are still traveling. They gave up and turn around. And so this group of 20, there's about two or three that were left. They were all about to give up. As they were in exhaustion, they came to this river. And as they were beginning to wash themselves and refresh themselves, they discovered the glittery in the sand.
They discovered the glitter in the sand.
So they finally went home, and then invited all the family members. Nobody told anyone.
Now, after a week, they invited some siblings and
relatives. And after a week, about three of them were about to leave. They discovered there was 300 people that were sitting right there, ready to follow them. So the three of them started arguing among themselves. Who told these people? People had some news. And they discovered it among themselves. Nobody said it. Some of them were having the same
news. And then, what's the news?
So they asked the crowd, how did you guys find out? Your expression told us. We noticed the smile on your faces. We know you found something. You find Jesus in the hole of this blood, but something that cannot be covered.
我不是说你不会痛苦，不会有烦恼，不会有伤心的时候。
I'm not saying that as a Christian that you won't have any type of sorrow or thing that trouble you.
而这个时候是从里面出来的。But
this is what comes from the inside.
尼克森医生说，基督徒是最奇妙的受造，他可以一面流泪一面赞美。
Brother Washington means that the Christians are the most marvelous creatures. They weep at the same time as they can praise in the same time.
我外面已经有很多的难处，可是我心里面一想到主，想到他荣耀的旨意，想到他丰盛的恩典，我就喜乐起来。
Many difficulties and obstacles on the outside, but the moment I think about how good our Lord is, I can begin to pray.
因为他上马利亚被人要拒绝的时候，一上天祷告，他就哇梦想。而我基督徒被你抓住的Samaria，你look up to heaven，你begin to pray，你rejoice。有一些神学老师在那里讲，他说圣经上一直看见基督耶稣，从来没有讲主耶稣笑。
And a Sunday school teacher once was teaching the kids and said, you only see Jesus laugh in the scripture. You never saw the scripture about Jesus
laugh. That's what I'm going to say. Other than
that moment that I described,
that's what I'm going to say.
But in another vision report that Jesus smiled, Jesus
laughed.
And so the Lord Peter raised his hand and said, Jesus must have laughed.
The scripture
didn't report it, but I know Jesus laughed. And the teacher says, how do you know?
我们在这个星球是哪一个可以说的？Sunday
school teachers who are sitting among us, anyone can give an answer?
那小朋友说，那一天主耶稣说，不要拦着小孩子到我这里来。
And Jesus said, do not forbid that the little children will come up to me.
他就跟老师讲，但是如果耶稣不笑了，他小朋友不会讨厌你。
The little child said that if Jesus wasn't smiling, he could give more work.
你看看多少人应当老爸的那个小孩子们，要把他接过来的时候都很苦，对不对？
You notice that those who are fathers, when they're not grabbed their own kid, they can give so much.
你不管他得什么，他都耶稣了。他一碰到一些小朋友，他就一直笑。
He's always very serious, looking it over when he sees the little kids all of a sudden that smile on his
face.或是你刚刚在这边跟别人正在聊得很不愉快，你碰到旁边一个小家伙，他一笑就没笑，你一定难受。And
maybe you were just in some conversation that brought out your happiness. When you see this one little baby that was smiling, you didn't smile back.
你在公司受了再多的苦，受了再多的委屈，这些都对你来说，你都没有笑。
And see, no matter how much distress you have at work, when you come home with your old kid, it's so
hard.
So, Sunday school teachers, study your Bible well. The children nowadays, it's hard to teach. So, Sunday school teacher asks, before you ask the Lord to forgive you your sins, what must you do? And the correct answer is if you confess of your sin.
So
be careful, kids are hard to teach these things. So again, be joyful is a testimony.
And it's
the fruit of the Spirit. When we're in the right relationship right relationship, and our life is really growing. We are becoming more and more aware that this is the Lord. And we know that this joy is becoming more and more real each day.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.